Start it out with Latin.
Samba counts.
So we worked on samba counts, including bounce action in the legs and the different timings. I set this in with the feet. We'll talk about that tonight. What else?
Speed.
What kind of speed?
Like power speed.
We also talked about head turns, turning sharp head turns in New York and first thing we covered in Latin class last week was the six connections. Do you remember the six connections?
We'll talk about those.
They're all orthogonal.
They're what?
They're orthogonal. All the orthogonal directions.
Orthogonal.
I just don't remember which numbers are which.
Okay. In the foxtrot, we learned how to do the closed emphasis and feather finish. We talked about sway in the foxtrot. We tonight want to do tango group number 5, even though most of you haven't done group number 4, so we'll consider doing both of them when we get around the standard, but Latin is first. So quickly, find a partner. Let's do a quick review of the six connections. Partner up.
You are holding your partner with a low two-hand hold. The name of that arm position is activity position. So make sure that feels perfectly natural and comfortable for you, level-wise and width-wise. Incline slightly towards your partner, and that sets up connection number 1. All of ballroom and Latin dancing is oppositional, so right now you and your partner are opposing each other in a pleasant sort of way. Take it the opposite direction, away from each other, and that's connection number 2. Connection number 3, he closes his hands toward each other, and she resists. So ladies, oppose that. And then the opposite, gentlemen, take your hands apart, and she resists that. Those are connections 3 and 4. Gentlemen, raise the hands, ladies lightly oppose. I don't see anybody picking up their arms, pick them up. Good. And then, gentlemen, lower the hands. Ladies, oppose that. Give him some resistance. Those are the 6 connections. Do them all again on your own with the woman numbering them, the follower numbering. If there are any mysteries, let me know. I want this to be really clear so we can refer to this anytime, anywhere. Good. Ladies, move one partner to your right.
For 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, where does it come from? So I can do like this rotation, or I can do like this.
So do number 3. Perfect. Number 4. Perfect. Number 5. Keep going, keep going, keep going. I'm not tired yet. Keep going, keep going. Good. That's 5, 6. That's it.
Okay.
So where did it come from? Just in your arms for the moment. We don't want connections to be too much work.
Okay.
Can we show everyone?
Yeah.
Watch this a moment. Watch connection number 1. Watch connection number 2. Notice they're almost invisible. Watch number 3. Number 4. Number 5. So I'm letting him lift my hands, but it doesn't even have to be visible that anything is changing. And number 6. So connection changes are almost always invisible if they're done very, very well. That means they're very light. If you're working hard, just doing little connection changes, you'll always be a bronze dancer. So the idea is to be able to do these with minimal effort. Thank you. Okay, watch behind. Good. This time, one hand hold. His left, her right. Dance all 6 connections. Again, she's numbering. Any mysteries? Okay. And then last week, as we finished up talking about the connections, I made the point that every connection is always a double. Meaning, at the beginning, if you're going into a New York, you do a number 1 connection and a number 3, and that's what produces the turn for a New York. Once you arrive there, it's connections 2 and 4. I don't want to take class time right now to talk about that. I just want to let you know, as we go along, double connections are the best ones. It's always something forward and backward and something with the hands outward or inward. And we'll get more into that later. Next point is I'd like to see some more advanced choreography in the samba. I talked last week. Maybe I have to just talk to myself. I want to do Botafogos and Voltas this week. So we might not have talked about that at all, so let's do it now. Everybody face the same direction. A right foot Botafogo. That means start on that diagonal, step forward with your right foot, step to the side, and turn one foot. Now step on the next diagonal, step to the side, and turn one foot. So Botafogos take three steps, and the timing is one, two, one, two. On the step with the toe, and leave that foot exactly where it is as you swivel the other foot. Each time you end in what ballet foot position?
Second.
Second position! Except in our second position, we're going to be fully committed to one foot or the other at the end of each Botafogo. Let's back up a little bit and do some more Botafogos. Right foot first. And one, a two, one, a two, one, a two. Turning on the two count because that's the accented beat in the samba. One, a turn. One, a turn. Keep going. Good. Spell Botafogo.
Rio something. Why won't
it
read?
Oh, spell it.
F or G-O.
The reason why I'm asking is my son is 12 years old, and he goes to the German school of Washington, D.C., and he won the school spelling bee. So then he goes on to the regionals, and the regionals were just this Saturday. So it was really fun watching all the school, 38 school champions all competing each other in a spelling bee. So now everything is about spelling. So, but it is important to know how to spell Botafogo. B-O-T-A is the first word. F-O-G-O, Botafogo. If you watch the movie Strictly Ballroom, they're not saying it right because it's a joke. It's not a, what is it, Botafogo or whatever. It's not a Botafogo. Sorry?
Strictly Ballroom.
It is the original ballroom movie. Everything in this dance is a ball, foot, heel, lead. So it's ball flat, ball, ball flat. Ball flat, so not heel flat. If you do ball flat. If you do ball flat, then you have a body rhythm going. If you do a heel lead, it kills the body action. Okay. Yes.
How much responsibility does this foot have to turn your standing foot?
It comes from the other foot. So I'm not sure if I understand the question. When you dance the turn in the Botafogo, it's the foot that turns the standing foot. So it's pressure against that foot that makes the other one turn. In each case.
Okay. So you're not just playing pivot. Like, you put weight on this one and it helps you.
Part weight to make it turn, yes. Let's go to the next action called the Volta. This time, start with your right foot, cross in front, then step to the side and cross again, and keep doing those two steps down the floor. Let's do it going the other way. When you cross in front, it's ball flat. When you step to the side, it's counted as an so it's just fall. So we have ball flat, fall, ball flat, fall. One, two, three, four. The other way. One, two, three, four. One more. One, two, three, four. When we change direction on Botafogos, it's easier not to go from a cross to a cross. This music is going really fast, so there's an easier way to change direction. Go this direction, but cross only three times. One, two, three, and now use a Botafogo ending, four. Now go the other way, crossing three times. One, two, three, Botafogo, four. So that is the way to practice a Volta. Sometimes we do cross four times. If I'm going to continue in the same direction, but just on the other foot, then I would go from a cross to a cross. But if we want to change and go the other way, the open foot position is the easier transition to use. So this is called a Volta. We will do voltas that travel, we'll do voltas that curve, we'll do voltas that circle, and we'll do voltas that stay on the spot and just spin. So you want to be really, really good at voltas for your samba. Let's do it one more time this way. Question?
Yes. You mentioned in rumba you should never land on a bent knee. Is it the opposite in samba?
It is.
Okay.
So in case you didn't hear the question, in rumba, never get caught on a bent knee. Always you're on a straight leg when your weight is on a foot. In samba, it's almost always the opposite. So when you dance this volta, for instance, we're into compressed knees on the down part, but even on the up part, the knees don't fully lock back like they would in rumba. So you always want to keep just a little bit of flex in the legs, because that's what keeps the hips moving fluidly the way Brazilians do it. Not quite the way the Brazilians do it, but as close as we get to it. So let's volta one more time. Notice, when you cross in front, you look better if the back toe is turned out. That way you can get across yourself better. If the back toe is straight, you're in your own way, and it always is awkward, especially as you go faster. So, here we go one more time. The right foot will cross three times. And one, two, three, other way, cross, back toe turned out. And the open ending. Good. Now, back up a little bit further and let's dance a combination using these voltas and botafogos. Start with your right foot and do the volta. The volta, starting right foot. One, two, three, two botafogos. One, two, one volta left foot. One, two, three, botafogos. One, two, one, volta again. So the formula is four counts of volta, then two botafogos. Stand with a partner in shadow position, which looks like this. Shadow position. Thank you. So gentlemen, your right hand is on her shoulder blade. You're holding her left hand with your left. The woman has a right arm that's out to the side that can be just out to the side, or playing in the hair, or moving a skirt, I don't care what. And let's all start with a volta. Right foot first, and one, two, three, two botafogos. One, two, one, volta the other way. One, two, three, botafogos. One, two, one, two, volta. Two, three, four, one, two, one, a two. Good. Back it up. Ladies, look for the gentleman who didn't have a partner. Any man without a partner, just raise your hand so they can find you.
Quick question.
Yes.
Are you never going to look down?
Never going to look down. Starting with the right foot, volta. Five, six, seven, eight. One, a two, a three, botafogos. Volta. Botafogos. Volta. Change partners. Look for the man without a partner. Ladies, stand with good resistance in your arm so your partner can feel that he can communicate with you through the frame. Good. Now take all of that resistance away. Leaders, do you feel the difference? Okay. Again, resist. So all of our dancing is oppositional. That's the only way it works. Stay oppositional. Good. We're going to dance this with music, but before we do, let's add one more element that always makes dancing look better, at least when it works, and that is rotation. When you dance the right foot volta, curve just a little bit. Then you're going to dance the two votafogos. They, of course, zigzag back and forth and then curve a little bit on the next volta. The amount of curve is only a quarter of a turn. It's not very much. So let's back up a little bit because when we add this curve, it's going to make it travel more. Start with the right foot volta, the smallest of curve. And one, a two, a three, two votafogos. One, a two, one. Small curve. One, a two, a three, two votafogos. One, a two, one. Curve. One, a two, a three, a four. One, a two, one, and so on. Excellent. Back it up and let's do that to music. They, of course, do scientific studies on everything. You know how the pastries in the diner are always turning around on a rotary? If they don't turn, they don't sell as well. It's funny how those studies go. So likewise, your samba is going to sell a lot better if you keep it rotating. You are now a pie. Five, six, seven, eight, one. Excellent. Change partners. Be the dessert to someone else. Good. Take a moment to make sure you and your partner are both happy with the connection. Is that the amount of tone you want? Notice, he's not just asking her. I mean, I want her to check and let him know how she feels as well. So, gentlemen, make sure she likes the amount of tone you're doing. Okay? So some men are way too flimsy. Other ones you just can't do anything with because they're so rigid. So we want just the right amount of resistance. Here we go. Five, six, seven, eight, one. Good, good, good. Why is there no class next week?
Spring break!
Spring break! So we're all going to Rio to practice our samba. So as you're working on your samba over the next 2 weeks, I would like you actually to make a list on paper of all of the dimensions you are showing when you dance a samba. A dimension would be, for instance, bounce action. Another dimension would be rotation. Another dimension would be hip action, always in a figure eight. Even when you're dancing a volta, there's this figure eight hip action that you're adding to it. So samba has a lot of dimension, just like the other dances do. So the bounce action, the hip action, rotation, and then, of course, there's the shape of each figure. You're dancing voltas and votafogos back and forth in varying wavelengths. All of that is really fascinating to see, partially because it's unpredictable, but also partially because it fits with the music. It looks choreographed, which of course it is. So everything is in fours and eights, and it just, wow, that really fits the structure of the music. So there's all this great beauty that you're learning to create in the samba. You're much more likely to create it if you know you're doing that. So I'm setting it all in there, but if you don't know about the hip action, for instance, then you might leave that one out. So just put all those dimensions in. Let's now talk about how we get in and out of shadow position. For this, I'd like all of the leaders to come down here to this wall. We're going to start facing the line of dance and do the entry and exit for this shadow position. First of all, just do a simple samba basic. Left foot forward, one, a two, right foot back, one, a two. Keep doing that. One, a two, one, a two. And as always, try to work all the dimensions in. So if a basic is boring for you, add another dimension. So we already know we're doing the bounce action. Keep those knees working. We know that we'd like to do hip action. Just keep working hips. A little bit of rotation eventually will be good. We're just not going to use it here to get into this foot change. Now, everyone do just half of a basic. One, two, and then gentlemen, one step in place and one step diagonally forward. That's a new timing for the samba. Just one, two. Do the half basic and do that again. And one, two, one, two. Now we're ready to do that right foot volta, two botafogos, and the left foot volta. Ladies, your part to this is to do half a basic starting with your right foot. One, two, with your left foot, do a botafogo to turn your back on your partner. One, two. From here, your right heel should be up. Stay where you are a moment. On the botafogo that you just danced, it's ball flat, ball, ball flat. So make sure that heel stays up. And that leaves your right foot free to start the volta we're about to do. Do that again. I'm going to start behind you so when you turn around you can see what's what. First, right foot back into half a basic. And one, two, botafogo, left, right, left, and then right foot volta. Okay, do that with partner. Look at them shopping. Can we show everyone a moment?
Sure.
Watch this a moment before you do it. The transition from the lady facing to the lady having her back to her partner does not involve an underarm turn. So after the half basic, I'm just taking our connected hand and shooting it between us. That flips her around, and off we go. Thank you. So let's do a half basic, and then she'll botafogo to turn her back on her partner. Ready? And one, a two, flip. One, a two, and volta. Good. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Spread out. Spread out. Ready? And one, a two, flip, and volta. Good. Change partners. Look for the leader who didn't have a partner. There are three guys there. And we only deal in fine dance positions. So where you are right now, make sure really fits. So her left elbow is just past his elbow. And as a result, we have a very well-connected arm throughout the length of that arm. Good. Here comes our half basic. Ready? And one, a two, flip. Hold it right there. Let's see the finest of shadow positions. Good. So look at where Josh is at the moment relative to Andy. It's perfect for his arm length. So in dancing, we're always judged from the back. That looks good from the back. If he stands too close to her, his arm looks all bunched up. He's got a chicken wing. Not good. If he goes too far away from her, then he can't hold her very well. Insecurity makes everybody insecure. So come in close. We have that perfect second position arm for him. Good. Let's dance into that one more time.
Rotation, should it be like straight like this, so like almost angled towards her, or angled more like that? Or
so the question Tommy's asking is that where the leader's hand angle is. Her hand is diagonal, 45 degrees. His hand, in order to fit to that, has to be 45 degrees in a crisscross direction. That's how we link up for our hold. Okay. Let's see that transition one more time. Ready? And one, a two, back to him and volta. Two, three, two botafogos. One, a two, one, other volta. One, a two, a three, hold it there. The last volta, the one you've just done with your left foot, will cross four times. So everybody stand left foot crossed in front. So the last volta is different. We will finish crossed. Now do the right foot volta again, but this time go down the line of dance. One, two, three, four. Back up to the beginning and let's do all that again. Stay away from the neighbors. Neighbors are never to be trusted. Unless it's a competition, then you can trust them to run into you. So we're going from the beginning. Remember, the first traveling volta ends with the feet. The second traveling volta ends with the feet crossed. Ready? And one, a two, shadow position. One, a two, feet apart, botafogo, a two. One, a two, volta, two, end with the feet crossed, and now a right foot volta down the line of dance. Good. Thank your partner and separate. This time, ladies go that way, gentlemen go this way. So leaders, come back behind me this way. Gentlemen, do that last volta you did with the four count right foot. One, a two, a three, a four, and now dance whisks. One, a two, one, a two. That is going to be a foot change, so she's going to do something different. We just want to make sure you got your part, because it's going to feel really strange when we add hers. Do that one more time. Right foot volta, four crosses, and right, a two, a three, a four, and whisk, a two, one, a two. Practice that, but at the same time, watch what they're about to do, because someday we'd like you to lead it. Ladies, face that direction. You just dance a right foot volta for four counts, but actually you only get two counts. Cross twice, one, a two, swivel, and cross twice with the left foot. Front, side, front. Good, let's do that again. So this time we'll do two right crosses and keep your momentum going that way as you swivel to add two left crosses. And cross, across, and cross, across. Good. So when I call out his timing, I'll be calling out something different from what you're doing. He's doing one, a two, a three, a four. You're doing one, a two, three, a four. Let's do that again. Right foot volta, and one, a two, three, a four. And then from here, for the moment, just step to the side and dance a series of whisks. Good. Starting on the right foot. Yes.
So swivel on the right foot to get into the other foot.
Ah, so we have one, a two, swivel on both feet.
Oh.
One, a two, and then just step into the whisk. Okay? Partner up. Quickly. Before you launch, let me just say something about motivation. Some couples practice a lot. Some couples just seem to have trouble finding the willpower to get in and practice. The key I find to wanting to practice is motivation, and motivation comes from having a specific idea of what you want to achieve. So if the two of you want to get in a lot of practice time and you want to be hungry for that practice, talk together about what you want to achieve in your practice and be very specific. Don't say, I'd like to win Blackpool. And I don't mind if you say that also, but I'd like you to talk about, for instance, the beginning of this samba routine, we need to practice 10 times. Let's make sure we get the beginning of this samba routine or whatever. And the plan can change once you get there, but having specific ideas for what you want to practice, I think, is the biggest key for being really well motivated to practice. That is why each class, I'm trying to be very clear about the to-do list. So when we leave this room, I'm hoping you have a very clear idea of everything we've done tonight, and you can't wait to go through it again, physically, mentally, with a partner, without a partner, so that you feel motivated to practice. So when we're finished this samba, make sure you know what your agenda is. Then when you get your practice, polish, polish, polish. So this combination with partner, may I? So we're going to start in shadow position and do the right foot volta for two counts. Just watch a moment. It's going to go one, a two, then she turns to face him, and then we go into whisks. So he just keeps that right foot volta going as she changes her mind in the middle of the volta. Thank you. Or if he changes her mind. Here we go. Shadow position. Just that last foot change. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two, whisk, a two, one, a two. That was good. Do it again. Must have been a fluke.
Oh, well.
Ready, and one, a two, flip, one, a two, and whisk, a two, one, a two. New partner! That foot change that you're doing is not in any book I've ever seen. So how can it possibly be legal for bronze dancers? In the section on foot changes, it says these foot changes are some you can use or make up your own. I'm using my own language, of course. So you may not do cartwheels and pick her up and do flying angels, but something reasonable you can do to make foot changes, and I think this is reasonable. So let's do it again. Ready, and one, a two, flip, one, a two, and whisk, a two, one, a two. Now we're going to go back to the very beginning and dance all of our samba from that end of the room. When you're dancing the samba, what part of you do you want me to be looking at?
I like this.
Fortunately, I and the mic did not catch that. So, hips, what else?
Bounce.
Bounce action? What else?
Fierce facial expressions.
Fierce facial expressions. So, it actually turns out you can turn the focus anywhere you want, and it's one of the most fun things that champions do. So if she wants everybody to look at her hand, she looks at her hand, and everybody else does as well. If she wants everybody to look at her partner, she looks at her partner, and everyone else does as well. And it's likewise for him. If he looks at his partner, pays attention, then everyone's going to look at her. If your hips are what are moving, that's what everybody's going to look at. If your hips are relatively still, then they're not going to look there. They'll look somewhere else. Unless everybody else's hips are moving, then they're going to look at the ones that aren't moving because they're the odd ones out. So you should, whenever you move a hip, always have your back dancing as well. So your whole body dances your rhythms. So I'd love to see your backs rotating, sliding, do the typewriter thing with your ribs. So all of that is really... So beautiful ankle action. If you're really good with your legs and feet and the way they work, then they draw attention. A work of beauty, quality, always draws the eye. So this is not just samba we're talking about. In all of your dances, you want to keep making your whole body your craft. So from floor to the tip of your head, out to the tips of your fingertips, make sure you use all of that to be your art. If there's an area that is weak, then over our next 2 weeks, spring break, think about that area. If you don't have good arms, then practice just simple movement of the arms, put them into your dancing, and gradually make them more and more your own. And the same goes with hips and bounce and feet and knees and everything. If there's anything you're not sure about, how do I make that look good, or do I want people to look at that, raise the question. That's what our classes are for. So now, take closed position to dance our samba. Make sure you're nowhere near the neighbors, because they can't be trusted to be doing the same routine. Half basic to the foot change to shadow. Ready? And one, a two, one. Volta crossing three times. A two, a three, two botafogos. One, a two, cross four times, one, a two, a three, the right foot volta, she changes her mind in the middle, and we whisk, one, a two, be able to get from the whisks to the basic. How do you get to the basic from the whisk? So, after he's done a whisk left and a whisk to the right, all he has to do is step forward into the basic. Then we can start the whole routine again.
Oh.
So, gentlemen, do without a partner a moment. Just dance two whisks. Left, a two. Right, a two. To uncross the feet, it's better not to go there. It's too much trouble. It's actually easier just to go there. So dance a basic, turning to the left. From there, do a half basic, and then we can do our foot change to start again. So likewise, for the women, when you finish your second whisk, the first one's to the right, the second one's to the left, then just step back into the basic. Probably we'll be turning that basic so we can restart on our original alignment. With partner, let's pick it up from the right foot volta in shadow position. We're all facing that curtain, ready for the right foot volta. Ready? And one, a two, she flips, three, a four, two whisks. Basic step, half a basic with a foot change, restart without looking down. I would say do one and a half, forward, back, forward, and then change feet. Okay. Change partners, and let's start at this end. Is this your literary name, Holly Storm? It's such a great name.
Yeah.
That's a pseudonym, isn't it? That's your stage name. I wish my last name was Storm. At least Callaway rhymes with fall away. We're starting facing this way for the leaders from the very beginning. Half basic to foot change. Ready and one, a two, one and volta. One, a two, a three, botafogos. One, a two, three, cross four times. One, a two, a three, right foot volta. She flips in the middle. One, two, whisks. One, a two, basic step. Keep doing that basic until you're facing the line of dance. Then you'll need a half basic to do the foot change. Once you've gone too far, it's hard to come back. Good. Change partners, and let's do it from our original end with music. This is our last time. From the beginning.
Could you please just reiterate how woman changes and still keeps in time?
Yes.
One more time.
Yes. New partner. Ladies, watch this a moment. When you're dancing that right foot foot change at the end of the routine, you're dancing one, a two, a one, a two. So you still have four crosses and four beats, just like he does. He's doing one, a two, a three, a four. She's doing one, a two, three, a four in the same amount of time. So the switch is pretty quick. Okay, here we go from the beginning with music. Five, six, seven, eight, one, and volta, one, two, botafogos, volta, four count. What did John Travolta get in trouble for this year at the Oscars? Last year he got in trouble because he didn't see Idina Menzel's name right. So this year she introduces him and of course intentionally screws up his, calls it Gaz Gazamba or something for John. But anyway, so when he comes up to the microphone to join her, then they're laughing over it and he grabs her face. And everyone saying that was so inappropriate to invade her personal space like that. It is really, really important for you as dancers to understand how to use space. So stand facing your partner without touching. Stand farther away. Stand closer. Closer. Ladies, turn your back on your partner. Stand farther away. Stand closer. Notice, all of these alignments, spacings, mean something different. So, personal space. Good. Look around at the couples around you. You feel like you have your own space. Nobody's in each other's way. Good. Tommy's in the room. That means he's in the way. So, my point is...
What?
You want some aloe?
The point is, when you see the champions dance, they walk onto the dance floor and there's all this space. There's no way anybody is standing close to a champion because they've got so much attitude. They've got so much physical and personal presence. So when this year at the Washington Open, the group that we're going to have do a show, instead of a couple, we're actually going to have a group, the Brooklyn Dance Sport Club. This, it's really, really cool because it starts out with a whole bunch of guys coming on the floor, macho, really great dancing guys, and then eventually one woman does join them for the cha-cha, but it's really great to see the way these guys use their space and what happens as they share the woman and so on. It's actually appropriate. But, when you watch the champions work and use their space, it always is memorable. So when you're dancing your samba, notice we're doing all of this stuff. So when you're dancing the volta at the moment in shadow position, I'm asking you to command lots of space. If you're the champion, actually, you would never do it that way. You would dance in here and dance the volta and dance very close together and make it an intimate moment. Or you might do it from opposite sides of the room and still have this really great magnetic attachment to each other. It would really be well connected from a huge distance. So just start paying attention to your space and present it. And it's amazing how the closer, the more impactful it can have, although it makes it a lot harder to work your legs when you're in each other's way, so that'll have to be worked out. Does everybody see how to use your samba? Does everybody know what to practice over spring break for your samba? Everybody see the foot changes? Gentlemen, anything that's not readable is going to be rejected by a judge. So when you do your foot change, no judge is actually expecting you to go from your half basic to 1, 2. So if you do that and it's just kind of mushy, then it's going to look like, oh, I guess he got lost there for a moment. So make sure you're really definite about those foot changes. It's not as hard for the woman because the woman has actually more to do. When she's dancing her Botafogo, it'll be clearer what's going on. But his part looks like just he's lost. So gentlemen, come behind me. Let's do that one more time to make sure it's clear how not to be lost. Do the half basic and use extra heavy-duty foot pressure. Press on the floor to get everything done. The same thing applies for these two steps. Press down and press out. Then volta. So the idea is dance and have a little bit of a temper tantrum with the placement of each foot. One more time. And 1, 2, 1, 2, and volta. Myra, do you have your dammit doll?
Not with me.
Shucks! There's this cute little stuffed doll that Myra has that's called a dammit doll. And on it, there's a little poem written. I can't possibly remember it. But it's for cancer patients or anybody who's just having a bad day. It's for the purpose of slamming the doll on the desk. Damn it. It's a stress releaser. So far, the head hasn't come off yet. So anyway, that kind of intentional temper tantrum, that release, is what I'd like to see the men do in their feet when they're dancing a samba. So every step is, damn it, every single time. Just attack the floor and release a little bit of extra pent-up energy. Yes?
What about the girls?
The more the woman does it, the better. Yep. So it is possible to be too soft a dancer, to look, therefore, apathetic. That would be the worst. So you want to look like you're really into what you're doing. That's what we like about great acting, great musicians, great literature, great dancers. I want to see that you're really into what you're doing. Commit to what you're doing. So, yes?
And would you like us to take larger steps or more controlled steps?
Attack the space you're on, small, large, whatever. I do want control. However, I'd like it to be kind of at the edge of control at the moment. Meaning when the woman starts out at the beginning of the samba, she presses hard on the floor to go back. She presses hard on the floor to go forward, almost as if you're dancing against a force field of some kind. So move that force field ahead of you as if it's some kind of a refrigerator you're trying to move. So gentlemen, do that one time. Half a basic with foot pressure. And 1, 2, and then 1, 2, and volta. So that is working harder. Work harder, don't just walk. Good. With partner, one time, show me the extra work, the extra foot pressure. Your feet are your dammit doll. The reason why that's funny to me is my wife is German, and when we first started practicing together, she didn't know that much English, but she did know the word dammit. However, she didn't say it right. She would say, dimmit. And so there we'd be in the middle of a fight. We're pros, working hard and frustrated. And she'd say, dimmit! And I'd bust out laughing and broke the whole mood. So that's why a dimmit doll is funny to me. Here we go. Half a basic and the foot change. Ready, and 1, 2, 1. Work the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4. Work it. 2, 1, 4. The floor is not your friend. Work it. And volta. 2, 1, and whisk, 1, 2, basic step, 1, 2, half a basic to the foot change to start again. Do not give up on that floor. Work it. Good. That is like catnip to a judge. No matter what dance you're doing, you work the floor like that, there's something special going on. We don't get to see that every day. Any questions before we leave the samba? Okay. We're coming up on standard time. Is there anything we should talk in Latin before we go to the standard dances tonight? I have a lot I want to do in the standard, but certainly don't want to skimp on Latin. All right. In that case. Sorry? Okay. So we're on to... Let's do a quick review of old business in the Foxtrot. Gentlemen, to Feather Corner.
I want to change shoes.
Change shoes if you got them. May I have to use your technique book?